This is Ozarks at Large. Dominic B. Roy performs throughout Northwest Arkansas. On a given weekend, he may be performing in Siloam Springs, Eureka Springs, or anywhere in between. He recently came to the Harold and Blanche Cox News Studio at KUAF to talk with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. And he also performed a few songs while he was here.
My name is Dominic Brian Roy, and this is a song I wrote called I'll Try the Best. So here goes.
Well, I'll bring the coffee if you'll bring the tea. You bring your love and we can play hide and seek. I'll bring the sad if you'll bring the tears. You bring your worries and I'll fight off your fears. Bring me the medicine to my ever-aching pain. Bring me a band-aid and seal me up again. Make me myself again. I'll make you you and I'll try the best that I can do. Will you bring the stories and I'll bring the book. I'll bring the pencil, the verses and hook. You bring the chorus and I'll write it down. Keep those words on common so people keep coming round. And whatever we write it cannot be erased, 'cause we'll write a song that gets better with age. Do 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 do. And I'll try the best that I can do. We'll do 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 do. Will you bring your bright eyes, I'll bring my bushy tail. You bring the success, I'll show you an epic fail. Well, I'll bring the satchel, each of us our minds. We'll fill the bag all the more over time. I'll make you laugh so you can make me cry. We'll live in the moments, the moment that we die. So bring me the medicine, my ever-aching pain. Bring me a band-aid and seal me up again. Make me myself again. I'll make you you and I'll try the best that I can. I'll try the best that I can. I'll try the best that I can do.
Very nice.
Thanks.
Well, you've been playing out around Northwest Arkansas for, what, a year or two now, something like that? A little while.
Yeah, for probably even longer than that, honestly. Well, I started at the open mic nights at the Dixon Street Pub, the My Open Mic Night one.
Okay,
they have every Sunday, 7:30. And I started branching off from there. I was playing, like, really long Hallelujah song, but everybody loved it. And then I had one of my other originals that was called Bitter End that I used to play there. I hardly play that anymore. I probably should play it, but it's like one of those really long songs.
Right.
But it has a deeper meaning to it. It was a really good song. But I started making connections there, and I played one of my first shows at Terrace Studios, and that was a lot of fun with Clay Cole. And then from there, I just kept going to that open mic night and more open mic nights and getting more and more connections and figuring out the whole music thing and branding myself and making like little templates that you send to, you know, venues. Sometimes you get the job and sometimes you don't. Sometimes they just don't even reply. But, you know, that's part of the music industry.
Right. In all of the time that you've been playing out throughout Northwest Arkansas, is there anything that you've, I don't know, learned about music, about playing music, about yourself even?
A lot, honestly. Okay, so there's so many good moments and there's so many bad moments. There's moments where you're going to play to an empty room. What I learned is you still have to play your heart out, and because, I mean, it's basically just practice. It's paid practice.
In front of other people.
Yeah, exactly. You know, maybe like an empty room, like maybe like three people, two people. I've literally actually played to an empty room, just the bartenders. That's about it. But the thing is, you play your heart out and then you expect the unexpected, because I had friends that had come from a venue after they were done, and we ended up making a whole party of it. My friend Kevin Bernier, I think is how you say his name, he brought his bass in, stand-up bass, and then also Justin Leffler, if you know who that is. He brought his mandolin in, and it ended up being actually one of the top things on my Facebook page, like a video that we recorded drinking on a budget. But it was a lot of, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Would you like to play us another song?
This one is called Not a Hippie.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get along in a world that tries to bring me down, but I'll not fall so easily. I'll stand up with my back straight, and if it's something you gotta say, you know where you can find me. I'll be sitting and strumming in that same old place, and wearing my picking and grinning face, just scrounging off paper to get by, and turning my cheek to bad advice, and going around thinking about it twice, like maybe that stranger was on to something. So I chained myself to a tree, and I lay down my body by a tank. Well, no, I'm not no hippie. I'm just not much for war. I wouldn't mind peace, and I wanna live in a land that is free. Now you go ahead and you call it free. Just from what your eyes can see, you're entitled to each thought in your head. But I do not believe what it said to me on that big old 55-inch TV, cause not all things are as simple as they seem. And don't get me started on politics. They're nice to dress, but still liars and pricks, born with silver spoons in their mouths. We're forcing us to fight their wars while sitting safely behind their doors, putting each pawn in play. So I chained myself to a tree, and I laid down my body by a tank. Well, no, I'm not no hippie. I'm just not much for, I wouldn't mind peace, and I wanna live in a land that is free. Guess you're right, things do come free, like free samples and free apologies, but not all people admit when they are wrong. Well, most times I'm wrong, sometimes you're right. I did not come here to pick no fights, I came to pick this here guitar. So if you've any questions or concerns, leave them to the end or leave them at the door. Wait patiently for your turn, cause I chained myself to a tree, and I laid down my body by a tank. Well, no, I'm not no hippie. I'm just not much for, I wouldn't mind peace, and I wanna live in a land that's not much for legalized weed, and I wanna live in a land that's not much for, I wouldn't mind peace, and I wanna live in a land that's not much for freedom of speech, and I wanna live in a land that is free.
Very nice. Very nice. Is that a song? Is it a response to anything?
It was just, I don't know, it was sporadic. It ended up becoming super political. It's my political statement and hopes to not offend people, but if I don't offend people, then I wrote it wrong, right?
Right. Well, before we were rolling earlier, you mentioned that you've been working on some new music in the studio.
Yes. So the first song I had played, I'll Try the Best, is in the studio. I just need to fix a few things, and I'm hoping to release it in a few months here. I'm hoping. I'm nervous. I'm afraid of what people are going to think, you know. I did all the harmonies and overdubs over it, and then Nathaniel Stone at Stone Ridge, where I had recorded it, he did some violin in there, and it's really cool. It adds a lot of different dynamics in it, but... you know, musician is his own worst critic, you know.
Right.
No offense. Here lately, I just like writing songs, and I'm like, is it done yet? Like, is there enough words in it? Is there enough story to it?
So you've got the new music coming out at some point this year.
Yeah, at some point.
what else are you looking forward to in 2020?
Okay, so I won a 2-song recording deal with East Hall Recording. There's like 40 some odd people. He only wanted to do 15 because it was their 15 year, but he was obviously feeling very generous.
And yes.
He listened to a lot of really good music, so he chose like 43, 45 or something like that. And I had just happened to be one of those people, and I was so excited. I was humbled that I was so excited. But I have a second song that I'm recording with him, and he's not the one I'm recording I'll Try the Best with, but I had recorded my first ever Western swing song called Roundtown Blues with him, and I'm going to finish that one up. And I have Patty Steele on spoons in there, and then I have my friend and my old guitar player, he kind of quit on me, Chris Carter, lead there, so that's pretty cool. And then I had to throw the kazoo in there, you know? Yeah. Gotta throw the kazoo in there when you're playing Western swing. But the second song I'm writing that I'm going to be recording with them is I Forgot, and it's called My Backyard Song, because I wrote it in my backyard. I was walking around, and it's real, real visual. It's kind of Lord of the Rings-ish, because mm-hmm. like the chorus says, I forgot the taste of bread, I forgot the sound of the trees as the wind blows mm-hmm. into them, I forgot what it's like to be, I forgot what it's like to be me. And it's basically, the idea is like, you know, Frodo's journey with the ring, and he slowly starts to forget himself, and everything about him starts to dissipate, and then he finally throws the ring away, and he gets some release. Mm-hmm. But the cool thing about that is I talked to Dandelion Heart about doing that song with me, and they're definitely for it. I can't wait to get in there and record the whole track, and then have them do the harmonies and whatever else they plan on doing. I know they're very busy, but I was lucky to actually New Year's Eve, I had a show at the Brick Street Brews with my new bass player, Bud Shaver. Mm. He's awesome. He's been with me everywhere, you know, I can afford. And that's kind of how it is. But I've learned throughout my years, like I was always doing it solo, but it's not a bad thing to ask for help.
Right.
Because like you never know what somebody else is going to bring to the table to your song, you know? And it's exciting.
This has been an absolute blast. Would you mind playing one more song to close this up?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what's this song going to be?
This is Drinking on a Budget.
All right.
And don't be surprised if I mention your name in it.
Making no promise, but I can promise you this. Drinks are on Tim tonight. Cause I can't even buy me a glass of wine. Can't even buy me no $6 glass of wine. And everybody knows I like to drink wine. And if it's red, it's my favorite kind. But I can't even buy me no glass of wine. Why? Cause I'm drinking on a budget tonight. Hey! Budget tonight.
That was Dominic B. Roy speaking with Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis. You can find out more about his music by searching Facebook for Dominic Brian Roy Music. And while we're talking about music, George's Majestic Lounge, a 90-plus year institution on Dixon Street in downtown Fayetteville, is suspending operations until April. The venue announced on its Facebook page this morning that in response to Mayor Lionel Jordan's declaration of a state of emergency for the city of Fayetteville, George's will close immediately, and that closure will last through the end of the month. Shows scheduled during that time will be rescheduled, and refunds will be given to those who cannot attend the rescheduled dates. And I should also add, all concerts and events at Roots HQ on the Fayetteville Square through April 1st are canceled or postponed. In a note the Roots organizers posted, they say as independent musicians, they know just how devastating this decision is for the independent musicians that have been impacted by that decision. They say they've watched firsthand as record and merch sales have drastically declined over the last 10 years, leaving concert ticket revenue as, for some, a sole source of income. They say they're working to support the musicians that, again, are affected by this decision, and they anticipate a larger conversation on how the music community will band together to support each other through a difficult time.